Welcome to AM Best Audio.
AM Best is maintaining its stable outlook on the U.S. life annuity industry in 2024, underscoring carriers' ability to withstand segment challenges. Here to discuss AM Best annual review preview report on the U.S. life annuity industry is Michael Porcelli, Senior Director, AM Best. And Mike, the report highlights the emergence, the continued emergence of private equity-backed life and annuity insurers and reinsurers. Can you talk about that trend?
Sure. Obviously, there's changes going on related to the capitalization of the sector. First, we have to address the fact that there's some ambiguity by what's meant by private equity. So when we say private equity, sometimes we're talking about large global asset managers. We prefer to use the term new capital. And so you need to understand that the methodology that's used at AM Best doesn't distinguish between the types of ownership that's in play in the life and annuity sector. What we do pay attention to, though, is the types of activities that you get from these companies. So one of the things that we see with the so-called new capital providers are that they're likely to take on more asset risk. Now, how do we handle that? Well, we have our proprietary BCAR model to account for the risk, and that's shown in the BCAR score. You know, but overall, I think we can say that more capital coming into the sector, we consider that to be a good thing. But we don't look at the companies sort of, overall as you're a private equity player or a global asset manager. We really look at them name by name. We examine the management. We try to get a sense of what it is that's their business strategy, you know, and that's one of the drivers in our ratings.
So variable annuities are now taking something of a backseat to many other product offerings. Can you talk about the future of these product offerings, Mike?
Well, it definitely seems like the variable annuity product is getting more and more replaced in the market. And I'm not about to say that the variable annuity product is dead, but you just can't ignore the growth of products such as equity index annuities and the MYGA product. You know, and we're definitely seeing a shift of cash that's going from lower yielding savings deposits at banks, you know, even at a time when there's higher interest rates, to the MYGA product. You know, it seems like banks actually don't want your money. They're not crediting enough. And so this shift is going on, and that has really benefit the fixed annuity products.
Are we seeing any particular trends when it comes to mortality and life insurance products?
Well, there still has been elevated mortality that lingers a bit since COVID. But I think one of the more interesting things that's going on is we're hearing more and more from companies that they they're seeing socioeconomic trends. Those have always been there. I think we've always known that, you know, the people with higher incomes and more wealth tend to have lower mortality. But I'm amazed at the openness that we're getting in conversations about this. So that means that if you're selling a product that's maybe to a lower end market, I think you're going to be experiencing higher mortality than you would for some of the more estate planning type products. But there's no doubt about it, life insurance is still important. It still remains a key component for the product suite for the companies that have been traditionally life insurance players. I just think the thing that we're seeing is you don't get new entrants coming in as life insurance writers. You get them as annuity writers.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So we've been hearing a lot of talk about interest rate cuts. We've been hearing that for a while. How will an interest rate cut, if and when it does come, affect the life and annuity segment?
It's really a difficult question, John. I mean, I appreciate it, but there's so many things at play here. There's the potential for a recession. There could be regional bank failures. That seems to always be on everyone's mind. And that's driven maybe possibly by commercial real estate issues. Inflation may continue on. So, you know, with so many perils out there, we really expect that companies are going to rely on their risk management frameworks. So, you know, what are we looking at? We're looking at governance. We're looking at reporting, scenario testing, model validation, a lines of defense model. Those are just a few of the key components for a robust ERM framework. And I really think at the end of the day, you know, AM Best isn't in the business of predicting interest rates. What we're in the business of is evaluating companies and how well prepared they are to deal with varying interest rate scenarios and volatility in the markets.
You mentioned commercial real estate. What does that asset class hold for annuity and life riders?
Well, John, that's always very interesting. We talk to every company, and I think, you know, in all of our conversations, we always want to know about their commercial real estate exposure. And what I find striking is every single company that we talk to says that they have a very limited commercial real estate exposure, and it's not them, but it's the other guy. Well, it can't always be the other guy. So it gets a little challenging. What we are seeing, though, is really a shift away from the portion of the commercial real estate market that's most problematic, you know, so hospitality and office, and a move into multifamily. So there are a lot of companies that have made that shift that I think, even though they have commercial real estate exposure, they feel much more comfortable than those that have, you know, exposure to office and hospitality and, you know, other sectors that are a little bit troubling. So
thanks, Mike.
Thank you, John.
That was Senior Director Michael Porcelli. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.